tell the American tourists that they trusted me more than the Mexican. I don't know why. They thought an American couldn't rip them off just because they're Mexican. But English trip, I'll buy some dope. You know, they trusted me. I could charge a little more, and they were happy. Yeah. They had money.
That's a good dope.
Yeah, Acapulco Gold, they called it. You're going in the hills above Acapulco. Excellent dope.
You ever smoke any weed nowadays?
I mean, in Broome a few days ago, I had a few hits, and I don't know, it didn't do much. I think I have to learn how to smoke dope again.
Yeah.
Look, I thought it'd be good for business if I went up in the hills and not only had adventure, but maybe met up with a grower, and I'd be dealing direct then. You know, cut out the middleman. Karen, you want to go up there now? She'd want to go. She'd hang out in the beach community, a bunch of other Americans. Hippies. And so I took the truck and went up in the hills, and I went up picking up this French Canadian guy, Maurice or something, I think. Maurice, I think. And I had the old bent out of shape canoe with me, and just kind of found out about this river. And it sort of wind its way into the dope country and get into some country where the, we saw some people, and we thought we saw some people, we weren't really sure, but then all of a sudden they come around a bend of the river, and there's like six or eight guys with guns. They weren't actually pointed at us, but they were close. I forgot one part. There was not much really fast water on this river. A couple places it was a little bit fast, and you had to paddle a little bit just to keep your balance. And Maurice had never been in a canoe before. He's French Canadian, voyageurs and all. So he's in the back of the canoe trying to steer it. He'd say, "Ancestors, help me! Ancestors, help me!" Because they were the top guys in canoeing, but not him personally.
Yeah.
So ancestors, come to my aid. There wasn't bad water, really. It worked. These guys stepped out on the bank. And Maurice is saying, we should just run for it. Run for it, and they got fucking guns. We're not running for it. We're going paddling over the bank and talking to them, which we did. And they figured out we weren't any kind of police or anything. They were happy as hell to see us. And one of them sells pot.